Recently, I had one of the most heated debates about this song. What Lovers Do, Maroon 5 here on Shock Radio. You are listening to The Home Run with me, Tom Hinckley. The man himself, Adam Levine from Maroon 5 on this track. And we were trying to decipher what it is Adam Levine is saying in this part of the song, because I honestly just think he's saying something dodgy. Can you hear it? Can you hear it? I'll play it one more time. Right, to me, it sounds like he's saying, I'll do a for you, don't you think? Right, let us know what you think at Shock Radio, Snapchat, and Twitter. But there was a couple of variables flying around the car, so I thought I'd just read them off to you. Right, so option one, I'll build a ship for you. It'd be very useful if you had a ship. You could go all across the world. It'd be great, wouldn't it? Number two was, I'm too for you. Not the kind of confidence you need when you're going into a new relationship. It's not what lovers do. Number three was, build a shed for you. I can imagine Adam Levine being a shed man. Build you a shed in your back garden, it'd be great. Number four was, I'd do a for you, which would just be equally as weird. But you know what? Apparently what he is saying is, been wishing for you. So let's take another listen. You know what? I just hear everything now. Let us know what you think at Shock Radio on Snapchat and Twitter. It is currently 10 to 4 here on Shock Radio. You are listening to The Home Run with me, Tom Hinckley. And that track was Skywalker by Miguel. And now there is a little bit of a guilty reason for me playing that song, right? The other week, I watched Madagascar with Gloria, Melvin, Marty and Alex for the first time in ages. And then yesterday, right? I'm sat in my room. I'm chilling out, doing some work at my desk. My girlfriend sat on my bed and we're listening to that song, Skywalker by Miguel. And my girlfriend just pipes up and she's like, Miguel sounds like Marty off Madagascar. And I was just kind of sat there listening, right? And I was like, God, I can picture it. I can actually picture it. So what I'm going to do is I want you to sit there and listen to this clip and imagine Marty, right? You ready? Let's do this. I mean, can't you see it? Come on, it totally sounds like him. You can imagine it now. It's like playing at Marty's bar on the beach of Madagascar. He's serving salt water, singing this song. He's loving life. I mean, it could go either way, really, couldn't it? I think it sounds like him. But you'll probably just sit up there, like, thinking this is a little bit...
Oh, sugar, honey, iced tea.
Right, let's get back to the music then.
Take a seat right over there, sat on the...
A band that I have adored for absolutely years now. That is The Hunter with Flicking Your Hair here on Shock Radio. You're here with Tom Hinckley. How are you doing? What's going on? I've got a story about The Hunter lead singer Ryan Potter that is totally, totally cringe, which I'll tell you in just a second. It's one of those stories that, like, keeps you up till about, like, 3 a.m. It's that bad.
Download the TuneIn app and listen on your phone.
We are Shock Radio.
Right, let me paint this picture for you then. So about 3 years ago, I went to a concert to go see The Hunter just before they blew up. And about 10 minutes before the gig started, right, my friend and I decided that we were going to go to the bathroom because we didn't want to have to go during the gig. You know what it's like. So we head to the bathroom. There are 3 urinals. And due to bro code, you obviously stand on the furthest left one and the furthest right one if you're there with a mate. It's just the way it is. Just to be courteous, you know? Anyway, about midstream, right? In walks Ryan Potter of The Hunter, a man that I wasn't expecting to see in the bathroom and someone who I love the music of, would have loved to have said hi to. He stands in between us. My friend and I look up, realize it's him. And when I get embarrassed, right? When I get embarrassed, I go really bright red. And because I was shocked to see him, right? I kind of just instinctively, with thing in hand, you know, said hi, and then proceeded to go really, really red because I was like, that was a stupid, stupid decision to say hi. And so there we are, the 3 of us all feeling really, really awkward, stood at the urinals, just so awkward, so cringe. The UK sweetheart and a guy that performs with a marshmallow on his head. Marshmallow and Anne-Marie, that is Friends here on Shock Radio. Right, so this morning I experienced something that I think lots of us have experienced. And to best describe the situation and how dramatic it was, I need the perfect piece of music, right? And I think I found it. yeah, this is the one, right? You'll see. So, imagine this and let me know if this has happened to you. I'm on my way to the studio to present this very show in the morning. I head by Greg's because I need a tea or a coffee and a pastry, something to get me going. As usual, we're all humans. I get that, I leave with both in hand, I head to the bus, I get on the bus. And then I end up doing that awkward thing where you're kind of like, you're ordering your ticket and you've got things in your hand and then you're trying to reach it and you can't quite get it. And the bus driver ends up hitting you and handing it straight to you. And it's really embarrassing. And the doors close behind you. And then the bus driver pulls away and you are left with your hot drink in hand, the bus swerving around loads of corners, and your other hand is full of a croissant because that's what I bought. And I then have to walk all the way to the back of the bus because there's no other seats. And try not to spill my hot drink on people. And honestly, this was the biggest challenge I have ever encountered. I was like halfway down and I thought I'd lost it. I thought I spilled my drink, but nah, I'd saved it. I made it to the back of the bus just about in time. God, the relief when I sat down, you wouldn't believe. Honestly, let me know if this has happened to you at Shock Radio. It must have.
Yeah, let's talk about love.